Coming to you from the Woodland Baptist Ministry Center, home of the Woodland Baptist Church, on the 13th of June, 2021. Strengthening your immune system, examining Enoch.
We're continuing our series on boosting our immune system, or building up our faith in Christ. We have said that the Greek word for faith that's used in Hebrews 11, our principal passage, can also be translated by two other words. I should just pause here and let you fill those in by yourself because you know them. But the words are believe or trust. So whenever you see those three words, they're all referring back to the same Greek word having to do faith, belief, or trust. The idea of putting our confidence in the Lord and relying on Him, that's the idea. Well, we've talked about a couple other faith boosters. The first one was clearly seeing the might and majesty of God in creation, therefore knowing that God is capable of empowering us to do whatever we need to do. The second one was putting my faith into action and taking a stand, because sometimes when we take a stand, that solidifies our faith because we now have stepped over a line. We've said, here I stand. And we saw that in Abel as he stood against his brother, not in resistance, but just by action of saying, I'm going to do what God has said to do. Our third message then this morning has to do with an interesting character from the Old Testament by the man's name is Enoch. And we are in Hebrews chapter 11. Let me turn there and read this short summary of his life. In Hebrews chapter 11, verses 5 and 6, by faith, Enoch was taken up so he should not see death, and he was not found because God had taken him. Now before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. I love the King James there. Who diligently seeks him. The idea is persistence. So we want to look at this third example so that we can have another tool to bolster our faith, to build up our faith and our immune system. As we said before, when Paul was describing putting on the armor of God, he talks about the shield of faith and lifting up that shield of faith to protect the believer against the fiery darts of the wicked. Satan wants to attack and break down our walk with God and make us ineffectual. And the Lord says, you raise up the shield of faith. And using that shield of faith, defend against these different attacks that Satan might throw at us. And so we wanted to learn another example today. And our first aspect here is a walk with God. And we saw this, that he was not found because God had taken him. He was taken and he was commended by God. Let's go back to the Old Testament passage. It's found back in Genesis chapter 5. Genesis chapter 5. Now, some of the stories of some of the characters in Scripture go on for chapters and chapters. This isn't one of those. In fact, we run across Enoch in a genealogical table. In other words, describing who he came from and who he gave birth to and his descendants. And we see this in Genesis chapter 5. In verse 18, it said, when Jared had lived 162 years, he fathered Enoch. And Jared lived, after he fathered Enoch, 800 years. Now, you start putting that together, that's a long time. As a person who's celebrating his 72nd birthday, I cannot imagine having a kid at 162. Of course, they lived a lot longer time, but man, that's an old person. Jared lived, after he fathered Enoch, 800 years, had other sons and daughters. And thus all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. When Enoch had lived 65 years, he fathered Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he had fathered Methuselah 300 years and had other sons and daughters. And thus all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him. And with that, we come to the end of the account of Enoch. You would say, well, that's so brief, we might be able to get out of here in time. I said, but no, this is Pastor Tim. He's not going to let that happen. But I want you to note a couple of things. It says that Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah. And we know from the biblical account that Methuselah lived right up until the time of the flood. So it wasn't long before Methuselah had as a son Lamech. And Lamech had a son, and his name was Noah. And so we are that close to the flood. Now, we're still talking about hundreds and hundreds of years. But I want to just say, these people lived that long. And so we're only a generation or two from the flood. How did the scripture describe the times of Noah? So bad that God was going to judge the world with water and flood the world and take many lives. And so we aren't too far from that, even as Enoch lived. And it says, and Enoch walked with God after he fathered Methuselah 300 years and had other sons and daughters. And it causes you to think, why did it say it that way? Why did he walk with God after Methuselah was born? We could say that Methuselah was a problem child. I don't think that was it. I think what happened is he had a revelation from God. The word Methuselah, the name Methuselah, is variously bandied about in this theological discussions. A lot of them go to the idea of a dart or a javelin or some sort of a weapon. But also there's the idea of it shall come. And I think what happened, and this is my own personal thoughts here, that when Methuselah was born, God gave Enoch a revelation. And he got to see the future flood. That he would know that the judgment of God is coming. Now, you could say, well, Pastor, how do you come up with such weird stuff? Well, I'll take you to a book in the New Testament by the name of Jude, and Enoch is mentioned there. Now, the book of Jude in the New Testament is pretty powerful, because he is just nailing those that are false in their walk. And this is what it says in verse 14 of Jude. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, so we know we're talking about the same person, prophesied of these. And who are the these that he's talking about? These people who only care about themselves. They're, he describes them as clouds without water, carried about with winds, trees whose fruit is withered and without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming at the shore out of their own shame, wandering stars who has reserved the darkness forever, he says. And Enoch speaks to these, he prophesies of these, saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all, to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against God. Wow. Now, if I was taking an English class, they would say, you probably ought to mix that up and not use the word ungodly over and over again. You ought to come up with some parallel term that you could throw in here just for some variety. Then what Enoch did, execute judgment on all who can are convinced, all that are ungodly among them, of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, of all their hard speeches, what ungodly sinners have spoken against him. He's talking about God. So I believe what happened, if you bear with me here, I believe that Methuselah was born, and God let Enoch in on what he was about to do. And when I say about, I mean in the time of Noah, bring judgment. And then scripture says, and after Methuselah was born, Enoch walked with God. He got a picture of the future and saw what was about to happen, and said, I better be walking with this God. I better be right with him. And so I come to our first point here with walking with God, is that we should ponder our future and measure our lives accordingly. We should ponder our future and measure our lives accordingly. Enoch, when he saw what was about to happen, said, there's no more messing around. This is time to get down and get to walking with my God. And I believe that's true anytime that we stop and ponder our future. Yesterday was one of those days. When we had that memorial service for Steve, it's a time when we get out of our normal activities and out of our normal agenda, and we stop and ponder and we say, here was a life that on this earth came to an end. No, what does the future hold? Either he's gone and that's it, or there's a future beyond the grave, which is what the scripture talks about. And if so, there's a God to see, and we're going to have to answer to him. So are we ready to see him? Are we ready to come face to face with God or not? God's desire is that we would answer with in the affirmative, yes. But what happened to Enoch? An interesting thing that scripture talks about here is that Enoch walked with God after he fathered Methuselah. He says, all the days of Enoch were 365 years, and Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him. So he walked with God. What does it mean when we say that we walk with God? Well, let's think about walking for a moment. I know that I am less steady than I was when I was young. But what does it mean when we walk? I would imagine that most of you, even though you may have been coming in hurting, didn't give a lot of thought to walking. It's something that you learned to do when you were young and you have carried on for years. And you say, I need to go in there. I need to go in that room. I need to walk that way. And when we go, we don't even think about it. We don't think about it any more than we think about taking the next breath. It just, we do it. But what happens when we walk? Well, whether we're seated or we're already standing, we're usually already in balance. And then we throw ourselves out of balance, don't we? How do we move from one place to another? We go, transporter. No, it doesn't work that way, does it? We have to throw ourselves out of balance. We start to lean in the direction we want to go. And the only thing that keeps us from falling flat on our face, and that sometimes would happen too, is that as we throw ourselves out of balance, we put forth a foot and stop that from happening. And then we take our next step and put a foot to stop us from falling. And we get to going, and away we go. What does it mean to walk with God? That we go in the direction of God by throwing ourselves out of balance, if you will, by faith, and trusting God was going to direct our next step. What happened with Enoch? Scripture tells us in Hebrews 11:5, by faith Enoch was taken up so he should not see death, and he was not found because God had taken him. Now before he was taken, he was commended that he pleased God. So he pleased God. God said, come home. One man captured the idea, whether it happened like this or not, he says that God and Enoch would go for walks. And one day, God says, you know, we're closer to my place than yours. Let's just go on to my place. Scripture says that he was taken up so he should not see death. That's why I had Tom read the passage in 1 Thessalonians that we often use to refer to the rapture, because God one day will come and take up those that are his. Any who are alive and remain shall be taken up. Those that have gone and preceded that point in time and have been buried will be raised out of the grave and caught up together and will be with the Lord. But this happened to Enoch way back in the Old Testament. And Scripture, in the way that it forms the phrase, it says that he was taken up so he shouldn't see death, and he was not found. And the force of that Greek in Hebrews, referring to what happened to Enoch, is they sent out search parties. What happened to Enoch? Where did he go? He was here. He's not here anymore. What happened? Where did he go? And the idea is they searched and they searched and they searched, and they didn't find Enoch. And the intriguing thing is, Scripture talks about that same sort of seeking, only it uses it in a different way. And we'll look at that in a moment. But here he says, our second point, there is great value in walking with God. Great value in walking with God. We have an option, either walk with God or don't. And what is the result of the two? We saw examples of of Cain when he chose to go and do his own thing and not walk with God. And now we have Enoch walking with God, and what happened with him, God taking him up. So we come to this third point of seeking. It says, without faith, it is impossible to please him, Hebrews 11:6. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he is, and he's a one who rewards those who seek him. And the idea there is persistence again. And I love the interplay between those two ideas. When Enoch was caught up, all his family, all the people that knew him, formed search parties, went out looking for him. And as the writer of Hebrews summarizes it in Hebrews 11:6, he says, whoever would draw near to God or walk with God, if you wanted to borrow the Old Testament phrase there, he says, must believe that he is, that he exists, and he rewards those that seek him. Just as his friends sought Enoch, that we ought to seek God. Sort of a general rebuke sometimes of our faith when we would go through our life and not give God too much of a thought on any particular day. It says, if you want to walk with God, if you want to please God, you must believe that he exists and he rewards those who seek after him. I love the statement in Acts chapter 17 by Apostle Paul as he's speaking on Mars Hill, and he's introducing to them the unknown God. It was known to Paul, but not to them. And he makes reference to the God of the Scriptures. And he said, he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and boundaries of the dwelling place, that they should seek God and perhaps feel their way towards him and find him. Yet he is actually not far from each one of us. It says that God's desire is that we would seek after him. And if we do, he's not going to be hard to find. And we'll find him. So we want to bring this all together now and give us our third point here as to how we can boost our faith, how we can do that. And it's the idea that God rewards those who persistently seek him. God rewards those who persistently seek him. So we come to this third faith booster, and that is when we catch a glimpse of the future, and we think beyond today, and we realize that we're going to answer to God one way or another. And I'll put it this way. If there is no God, you don't have to worry about it. But if there is a God, we should give it careful consideration, because how do we want to be seen by God? Either as a loving Heavenly Father or a righteous judge. Those are the two options. And so it's worth saying, I'm going to stop and pause for a moment to think about my future. And when I do, I want to answer to a loving Heavenly Father who desires for me to walk in righteousness. I better walk in righteousness. And that boosts our faith. We come to the place of saying, there is a God, we're going to answer to him. I better walk aright. So we come to this third element then. God rewards those who persistently seek him. And the reason we do so is because we have a glimpse of the future. We know what's going to happen. We're going to answer to him. So we better walk with him. And in so doing, we strengthen our faith. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift, which is you. We thank you that you have made known the truth in this world. We have your word that speaks it to us. It's not that we don't ever have questions. We have questions. But we come back again and again to the core principles and truths. This is one of them. This life is not over when we approach the grave, but is only an introduction to eternity. We need to be preparing for the eternity by how we live today. We need to be walking with you. Let it be that future glimpse which strengthens our daily walk. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.